Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
We're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
Dude, I am about 1 foot, 6 inches tall. I'm wearing overalls. I've got a knife in my hand. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I want to kill everybody.
I don't like your red hair. It's creeping me out.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Good guys are best friends forever, for sure. But That'll Happen is another great title for a movie. That'll Happen.
Before we dive into any more movie ideas of our own, let's talk about this week's episode. We're discussing the 1988 slasher film, Child's Play. Now, real quick, just so you guys know, we have a shirt up on our Twitter right now. Found his badass Chucky t-shirt on Five Finger Tees. I put the link up on our page. Check it out. They have a bunch of amazing shirts. They're all $9.99. I think it's free shipping if you order over $50. And you get promo code 5OFF at checkout. I'm telling you, I am going to load up on these shirts for the holiday season. That's the only thing I want. JD, if you get me a gift, I want a t-shirt from Five Finger Tees.
Spit infectious blood all over it first, you stupid.
Are you still Chucky? I want JD back. Get Chucky out of here.
Hello.
Wait. Why do you have such a weird voice now? Now you're really creeping me out.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
First episode over. Start it over. Cue the music. Start it over.
Dun, 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 dun. No, we're not redoing it. Hey, while you guys are checking out Five Finger Tees, cruise on over to our Apple podcast and leave us a 5-star rating. Show us a little love, drop a line, and you can also do that on Google Play, CastBox. We are on YouTube. All the full episodes are on there, most of the teaser trailers. We're looking to revamp YouTube in 2019, trying to think of some cool ideas and how we can incorporate video and clips. And it's just not that easy just to roll it out in one day. So we're slowly but surely going toward having a better YouTube channel. So subscribe now, because we don't want you jumping on the bandwagon later. Actually, we'll take you. We'll take you at any point. Anytime you want to jump on, there is a seat. JD, let's talk first memories of Child's Play. When's the first time you remember watching this pint-sized, knife-wielding redhead killer?
Jeez. All right, so we're 1988 is when this movie came out.
Three, or as they say in New York, you're tree.
3 years old, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez, I probably saw this movie when I was 6 or 7.
Okay.
Which is a really bad time to see a movie like this when you were a child. You saw it younger than 6 years old?
I saw it when I was 4.
Then you trump me.
For 28 years, I cannot walk up the stairs without that there's a small, pint-sized, plastic man about ready to slit my heel with a knife.
Oh, why does it have to be a man? Why can't it be a woman? Women are capable of slashing people with knives.
God, Jennifer Tilly was so hot in Bride of Chucky.
Oops. You mean she was a capable actress?
Yes, very capable. Voluptuous. Yeah, you're right. I'm totally, we're off base here. Finish your story.
I saw it at such a young age when I was playing with dolls and stuffed animals and stuff like that. So I was always super creeped out by Child's Play and by Chucky, that I thought my stuffed animals at night would protect me. So I used to line them up against the wall between the crevice of my bed and wall. in hopes that if Chucky tried to grab me from underneath, that my stuffed animals would come alive and protect me.
Hmm. How'd that work out?
Well, I had a backup plan.
Which was?
I used to sleep with my shoes on. So I can run the hell out of there. Dead serious. I used to sleep with my shoes on.
That's a great story. I just lived in fear for most of my life. And then continued to watch the sequels thinking it would get better. It doesn't get better. It's so creepy.
Have you tried sleeping with your shoes on?
I'm going to try it. I feel like I'm going to have to clean the bottom of my shoes.
I feel like you have, audience, Kyle has extremely big feet.
Yep.
Not queuing you up for anything.
Big socks, too.
Also, what I'm getting at is big smell.
Oh, yeah. Stinky feet, for sure. Your feet
probably are horrendous.
I have a subscription to Arm & Hammer.
So what you should do is just put the shoes out on the foot of your bed, and if Chucky tries to kill you, he's going to sneak up, and he's going to smell your horrible shoes, and he's going to go, huh, this is awful, and he's going to leave you alone. That was plan C.
He would get, like, on the edge of the bed, and he's like, I'm going to kill this fucker! And then he'd be like, oh, God. Oh, dear God. And then I would wake up, and I'm like, Chucky? And he's like, oh, Prince of the End, my ass. Your shoes smell like death.
That was dead serious plan C.
Yeah. Let's talk about the trailer. I don't know that I've ever actually watched this trailer before, so we're about ready to fire this thing up. If you guys are online, you can get on the YouTube, type in Child's Play original movie trailer, and you're going to be looking for the trailer titled Child's Play 1988 official trailer HD. It has 369,000 views, and it's uploaded by Scream Factory TV. I'll give a 3-2-1 click countdown, and we can watch this thing together. JD, are you ready?
Yup.
3-2-1 click.
Everyone has a birthday they'll always remember.
Can we open my presents now, Mommy? A good guy! I knew it!
Hi, I'm Chucky.
He's something, isn't he?
This is Andy's.
Time for bed, Andy.
Good night, baby.
Good night, Aunt Maggie.
Accidents happen at home.
How did that happen?
This is no accident.
Andy? I'm Detective Mike Norris, homicide.
Andy!
Miss Peterson's dead, Barkley. She fell from the kitchen window.
Someone's moved in with the Barkley family. And so has terror.
Mommy, I know who was on the counter.
Andy?
Who, Andy?
Chucky.
Nobody believes you. Chucky.
He came alive in my hand. I...
Oh, for God's sake.
Why won't you believe me?
Because I'm sane, Mrs. Barkley. Sane and rational.
No one believes the truth. Or lives to tell it. There's nothing nice about murder. There's nothing innocent about Child's Play.
All right, JD, start us off. What do you think of the trailer?
All right, so first of all, I was literally edge of my seat.
Yes.
I think that a trailer it's difficult to have a good trailer, especially with today's modern cinema where we give everything away. But a trailer on its own wants to tell a narrative. It wants to tell a story. It wants to give you a glimpse, a vignette into what the bigger picture is. And I am compelled to know what the hell is going on here.
I agree. It really doesn't give away a lot. I mean, a lot of the stuff with Chucky at the beginning is all point of view. from the camera angle, so you don't really see him. You don't hear him too much. They have that shot of him walking down the hallway, and you can actually hear the rubber squeaking on the trailer, which I made a note of. And he just has the knife in his hand, just like slowly walking like Michael Myers. I was just like, oh, this is perfect.
So good.
Very good trailer. This is one of the better ones we've had in a while. I also really like the score at the beginning. Like that loud like jingle that it starts with.
Yeah, that was pretty solid, right? Like everything about the presentation is A+.
Yep. I could see how, you know, some of the effects maybe are not going to age well, but I mean, geez, when they blow something up in the 80s, they blew something up for real. Like everything looks legit.
My only complaint is it makes it look like there's no central location to any of it, though.
Right.
We have a cop car. We have an apartment. We have an alley. We've got a store. We've got a factory. Where are we? And I know the movie does a better job of telling that story, but, you know, in comparison, when we did Candyman, I felt like I had similar complaints. And that was storytelling at that point in the 80s and early 90s, where it just bounces all over the place. And it contained horror and thriller wasn't necessarily as big as the way that it is now. But when you expand your story to so many locations, it makes it difficult for the audience to really get their bearings.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, this will be interesting when we dive into it here in a couple of days. Let's talk about the box office numbers here. Child's Play debuted at the box office on November 11th, 1988. The film was distributed by United Artists and a production budget of $9 million. Child's Play opened number one at the box office in week one, bringing in $6.6 million. In week two, they would drop one spot, bringing in another $5.2 million, and the 10-day total to $14.8 million. JD, do you think the schoolyard effect was in play here?
I don't know. This is a difficult one. I feel like this is more leaning towards cult classic over schoolyard effect.
Okay. Okay. So you're pretty much right. So there was a little bit of a schoolyard effect, but not a lot. So they would spend 5 weeks inside the top 10, but only 6 weeks total at the box office before they dropped down to just a couple hundred screens. So domestically, the film brought in $33,244,684. And another $10.9 million internationally. So their worldwide total was $44,196,684, which made Child's Play the 34th highest grossing movie of 1984. Pretty good year for film. We've covered several of them in our archives. What do you think the number one horror movie was, JD?
Was it not Nightmare on Elm Street?
It was A Nightmare on Elm Street. Part 4, The Dream Master.
There we go.
JD, let's talk about the box office numbers. What do you think of the final numbers? $44 million on $9 million?
Oh, that's a dream. That back then, like, that's some pretty sweet nose candy.
What do you mean by that?
Sugar booger?
Easy, Johnny Depp. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I can see why they immediately pushed out, like, all the sequels there. Let's talk about the top 10 movies of the week for November 11th, 1988. So number one was Child's Play. Number two, Ernest Saves Christmas. Number three, Iron Eagle 2. Number four, They Live, John Carpenter. Number five, Everybody's All-American. Number six, The Accused. Number seven, U2, Rattle and Hum. Number eight, A Cry in the Dark. Number nine, Mystic Pizza. And number 10, Without a Clue. JD, any standouts for you there in the top 10?
Not really.
Not a one.
I mean, obviously, Ernest, anytime Ernest P. Worrell comes out with a movie, it's fantastic. And then right. They Live being, you know, gosh, you could release They Live now, and it applies to everything that we're going through in America with our current political climate.
Hmm.
Other than that, I really don't think I've heard of the other eight movies or seven movies.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely never saw Iron Eagle 1, so I haven't seen Iron Eagle 2. Mystic Pizza, is that about pizza?
See, I always confuse Mystic Pizza with two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Three teenage girls come of age while working at a pizza parlor in the Connecticut town of Mystic, starring Julia Roberts, Lily Taylor. I'm in. That sounds good.
Okay, I've heard of it. I know the movie, but still, I stand by my Ryan Reynolds comment of two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Okay. You Too. That caught me off guard. I was like, oh, there's some movie called You Too? No, that's a documentary about the band U2 from 1988. I did not realize they'd been around that freaking long. How many songs did they put out that I could just care less about? That seems like a lot of albums.
Well, you know, they have to pay their rent.
Name one U2 song. Go.
I don't like U2.
I don't either. I can't name one song. If you put a gun to my head right now and said, you have to name a song or I'm pulling the trigger, I would go, Cat Scratch Fever? Please don't kill me.
Okay, so I will say Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Okay.
But I only know about it because OAR covered.
Okay. There was a song when we were in high school that got pretty popular for them. I kind of remember how it goes, but I really don't. I couldn't even sing that one if I had to.
It was Deeds or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, oh. Yeah, it's a. Here it is. I just looked up. It's a beautiful day. Dun, dun. Don't let it get away. Yeah. You remember that one?
Hey, Kyle, can I ask you a question?
If you're going to insult my singing, no.
Oh. I was going to ask what you did with the money.
You're funny.
Yeah, right?
Funny guy.
Funny looking.
Let's talk about the critic and audience response. As usual, we'll use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response of both. JD, how do you think the critics received Child's Play?
Okay, we're in 1988. We're not yet exhausted from horror slasher movies yet. We're a little exhausted at what? We're looking at Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4. Halloween is well established. Candyman is on its way. Friday the 13th, established. Prom Night. Bloody Valentine?
Possibly, yeah.
Sleepaway Camp in our archives. The slasher film is well established by the time that Chucky and Child's Play hits the theaters, but what we have is a new and different, at least, approach in terms of screenwriting and direction and killer. And we're marrying the supernatural with the physical slasher elements. And we've got Annie Camden, future star of Seventh Heaven. We've got a kid, annoying as hell. His name is probably Charlie for a while.
Andy.
Oh, it is Andy. It's not Charlie. No, I think the critics are probably a little bit motored down from the slasher phase, especially when we're talking about some of the bigger name critics that review the films and are looking for something a little bit more. But at the same time, I feel like the originality was respected. I don't think that the film was well received by critics, but I don't think that it probably won many awards for best picture, or best writing, best direction, best acting. Maybe there's some awards for some of the finer points of the production, but I'm going to say 49% is what the critics came out.
Okay. Before I give you the numbers, do you think Roger Ebert crapped on the movie or was positive?
I want to say he was on the middle of the fence. I probably don't think that he hated it, but he probably didn't love it. He probably respected what they did, but probably didn't respond positively to the delivery.
All right. Well, here we go. So the critics received it pretty well. 67% on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience response, 62. That one surprised me. I would have thought like in the 80s for audience there, just because it does have a bit of a cult following, right?
Oh, yeah. I would have guessed the audience at 74.
Okay. And then Roger Ebert gave the film 3 out of 4 stars and said, Child's Play is a cheerfully energetic horror film of the slam bang school, but slicker and more clever than most. I like that he saw that, because that's kind of how I view the movie as well. What do you think?
I'm definitely along with it. I'm glad that I would have guessed him at 2. Or 2.5 stars, 3 stars is very positive. Like, that's
definitely,
yeah, good for him.
And then Richard Harrington of the Washington Post was also positive and said director Tom Holland keeps things moving without rushing them. Unfortunately, Child's Play gets a little ugly at the end. It's been a while since I watched the movie. I can't quite remember exactly how the first one ends. But I don't feel like it. I don't remember it getting ugly at the end.
See, being that I also have not watched it in a while, I'm drawing comparisons to the movie Dolly Dearest that I know I shouldn't be. And if you've not seen Dolly Dearest, I don't know that you should, but another great doll horror-killing movie.
Okay.
Dolly Dearest came out in 1991, so obviously on the legs of what Child's Play established. And I think Rip Torn is in it.
What do you look forward to most when we dive into the full review for Child's Play?
I want to watch this movie, and I probably haven't seen it in a good, 10 years. Try to understand how a doll can actually hurt and kill you and maim you. I want to think, why you couldn't you just boot him? Or just take the knife out of his hand and just hold him out? Extend your arm and be like, okay, well, you can't get me. Your arms are 6 inches long. I don't know. But in all honesty, I'm probably most excited about all of the comparisons that we'll be able to make to a lot of Twilight Zone episodes, because essentially what we have is the story that's built on that macabre and built on that sort of deranged idea that the supernatural can infuse itself into real life, which obviously I'm rewatching my way through Twilight Zone right now. So be ready for a lot of episodes of Twilight Zone references coming up. But, you know, that sort of establishing the properties between the real, the tangible, the intangible, and the supernatural. And I think that this movie does it in a clever way, and especially to do the juxtaposition between essentially the antagonist being Chucky, a 2-foot-tall doll, and Andy being a 3-foot-tall child. They're pretty interchangeable, but at the same time, there's a good level of good and bad written into each of them. And Andy Camden, Seventh Heaven. We've talked about her before.
Yes, we have. I like the idea of just booting him, like give him a big old Hulk Hogan, like, you know something, brother, here's the big boot, dude. Yeah, I'll drop it on your 2-foot ass.
Do you remember when crossovers were like the big thing, like Freddy vs. Jason was the big movie? I would like to see Child's Play crossover with Ready to Rumble.
That's nice.
Just watch Chucky duking it out with Goldberg.
You know, there's a segment on a WCW episode on YouTube that involves Chucky.
I did not know that.
Pretty sure it's WCW. If it's not, it was WWF. It was one of the top two companies at the time. I think it was around Bride of Chucky release. So probably around 98. YouTube it. He makes a small appearance. Yeah, it's worth checking out.
That was a good pun.
There you go. Well, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox. All full episodes are up on YouTube. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. We are also on Facebook. Find us on the web at backintimepod.wordpress.com, and you can email us at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. It's that time of the episode to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll be back with the full review later in the week. See ya.
Do you think Peter Dinklage would ever play Chucky?